Kiddushin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Kiddushin Bavli, Daf Chof Beis. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Beis, 11 lines up from the Mishnah, at the end of the line with the words Ve'im Omo. The Torah says in Shmois, in Per Chof Aleph, in Pasuk Hei, Ve'im Omo Yoyma Ha'eved, if the slave shall surely say, Shtei Amirois, there are two words of Amir of saying over here, Achas Besoif Sheish, Ba'achas Betchilas Sheva. Achas b'sov sheish ad shehu b'avoidosoi v'achas b'tchilas sheva loy eitzei chofshi. We have two sayings over here. One is at the end of the 6 years and one is at the beginning of the seventh. At the end of the 6 year, whilst he's still in servitude, because he's still called a slave, and we also have another saying at the beginning of the 7th year, which is when he chooses to say, I will not go free. And the pasuk there continues, Ohavti es adoini, es eshti ves bonai, I love my master, my wife and my children. We learn from here that a slave can only be bought if he has a wife and children, and also his master has to have a wife and children. Rabbi has to love his master has to love him, until the point where the possessions of the master are blessed through the slave, as the pasuk says in Dvarim, in Perek Tezvov, in Pasuk Tezayin, Kitovli Emach, as is good for him with you. Now the Mishnah taught us, V'koines Atzma V'Yovel, a Nirtza acquires himself back when it comes to Yovel, and we bring the source for this, Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, in Vayikra, in Perek Chofei, in Pasuk Mem Aleph, V'yetze Me'imach, Hu V'Navi Moi, and he shall leave you in Yovel, meaning him and his sons with him. And the final din of the Mishnah was of Mises HaAdoin, and the other way that a Nirtza leaves the control of his master is upon the death of his master, Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says in Dvarim, in Perek Tezvov, in Pasuk Yod Zayin, Vayelcha Eved Oilom, Kol Yimei Oilomai Shel Adoin, and he shall be for you an eternal slave, meaning the eternity, meaning the entire lifetime of the master, but once the master dies, then the slave will go free. And we continue now with the Mishnah at the bottom of Yod Aleph from a base. Eved Knani Nikne Bekesef B'Shtar V'Chazaka. A Canaanite slave, a non-Jewish slave, is acquired through giving money, a document, or chazaka, which means an act of taking possession. B'Koines Atzma B'Kesef Aladei Cheirim U'V'Shtar Aladei Atzmai Divir B'Meir B'Meir says, and he can acquire himself into freedom through money given by others or through himself receiving a document. V'Chachamim Oimrim Af b'kesef aladei atzmoi, v'shtar aladei acherim, uvvad shei ha'kesef mishel acherim. The Chachamim say, even through his own money, as long as it was received from others, or through a document received by others on his behalf, he can also go free. The Gemara says, Ksiv, we bring the Pasuk in Vayikra, in Per Chof Hei, in Pasuk Memvov, v'isnachaltim oisem levneichem achareichem, l'reshes achuza, v'goymeh, and you shall give them as a heritage to your children after you, to inherit as a possession. Hikish ha'avodim la'achuza, the Torah compares slaves with fields. Ma'achuza niknes b'kesev v'shtar v'chazoka, af eved knani nikne b'kesev v'shtar v'chazoka. Just as a field is acquired either through giving money, a document, or taking possession, so too an eved knani. And the Gemara asks the question, minayin sha'achuza niknes b'kesev v'shtar v'chazoka. So what is the source, therefore, that one can acquire a field in one of these ways of giving money, a document, or taking possession? And we answer with the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, in Perek Lamed Beis, and Pasuk Mem Dalad, Sadois Pekesev Yiknu, Bekosu Basef Vechosem Vahaid Eidim. So the first few words, Sadois Pekesev Yiknu, teach us that you can make an acquisition of a field through giving money. And then it says, Vekosu Basef Vechosem, and this teaches that writing in a document, sealing it, teaches that it can make an acquisition of a field using a document, Vahaid Eidim. And then it says, Vaid Edim, and you should assign witnesses, and this refers to witnesses to the act of chazaka of taking possession. And the Gemara asks, Oy einan ela elu eide shtar. Perhaps these witnesses refer to the witnesses who sign in the document. And the Gemara says, no, kva ksiv v'kosa b'sefer v'chosum, the Pasuk has already told us, and write in a document and seal it, which refers to the witnesses to the document, and therefore the phrase, and assign witnesses, must be referring to witnesses of a chazaka. Rabbi Yassa b'shem Rabbi Mana, Rav Tanchum Rabo b'shem Rav Yochanan, Rav Yassa quoting Rav Mana, Rav Tanchum Rabo quoting Rav Yochanan, say, Ein karka nikne b'pochiz m'shara putta, one cannot acquire a field with giving money worth less than a shara putta. Ma'atayme, what's the source for this? Sodos b'kesev yiknu, the pasuk we quoted before, they should acquire fields with money. asks the Gemara a question. Palig Allahu, the Amr Chanina, Koshkolam Shekosa Batayra Slaim, Ravanavim, Litra, Ravaksuvim, Kinturin. This seems to disagree with the statement of Rabbi Chanina that every time the Torah uses the word shkolim, it means slaim, in Nevi'im it means litra, and in Ksuvim it means kinturin. Now since Yirmiyah is in Nevi'im, the pasuk seems to be referring to at least a litra to buy a field. Amri Yehuda ben Pazi, chutz mishikle, ephroin, dehavin kinturin, ma'taima, bekesev mole, yitneleli. The exception to this rule is the shkolim of Ephraim who sold the Maaseh Machpelah to Avram to bury his wife Sarah, where kinturim were used. And how do we know that? Because the pasuk says in Bereishis, in Perek Chof Gimel, pasuk Tes, for the full price let him give it to me, and this implies the highest coinage that was available. And the Gemara comes to answer the question, V'loi damya, tamang ksiv kesev, v'hara ksiv shkolim. The pasuk in Yirmiyah uses the word kesev, which implies even a putter, as even a putter is called kesev, but over here Rabbi Chanina refers to the word shkolim, which means slaim. And the Gemara refutes that hativun, hari ha'oines, hari ein ksiv boi ela kesev, v'at ama shkolim. In the case of a rapist who raped an unmarried Nara, the Torah uses the word kesev, without using the word shkolim, and he has to pay 50 shkolim, which is slaim. So we see over here that the word kesev and the word shkolim are interchangeable. Now we learned earlier that one can acquire a field through making a chazoka, and examples of that would be taking possessions such as fixing something in the field, locking the gate, or building or breaking down a fence. Or deloi, kubeleza, derebeleza, omar, helech, kana. This is unlike the statement of Rabbi Elazar, who said that if the buyer merely walked on the field, he would acquire it. Tatani helech basada la'ochal arachba kona admokam shehelech. The Rabbi Elazar says in the Brisa, if he walked the length and the breadth of the field, he acquires as far as he walked. The Chachamim oimrim le'kona adcha sheyachazik. The Chachamim say though he only acquires when he makes a chazaka, but merely walking would not make a kinyan. Hakol moedim. But all agree that if he sold a part to his friend, if the friend merely walked over there, he acquires it. My timer, what is the reasoning, the source of Rabbi Elazar's din? And we quote a pasuk in Bereishis Perek Yud Gimel, pasuk Yud Zayin, Kum hisalech ba'oretz la'ocho la'achbo, ki lecha etnena. Hashem said to Avram, get up and walk in the land across its length and its breadth, as I will give it to you. Ismas Nisen Oma Avodim Kakois, Ismas Nisen Oma Kometaltalin, Ismas Nisen Oma Loikakois, Veloi Kometaltalin. Some Mishnahs view slaves like fields, some view them like movables, and some view them like neither. And we bring the Mishnah, Masnisen Oma Avodim Kakois, we have a Mishnah that teaches that Avodim are viewed like fields, the Taninan, Tamon, we have a Mishnah over there that says, Cheskas Batim, Boiroi Shichin Ma'ois, Umachotsois, Veshoivichois, Besabadim, Besashlochim, Va'avodim, to establish a chazoka on houses, pits of all types, caves, bathhouses, dovecots, olive presses, and irrigated fields, and slaves, and here we find in this list that slaves are categorized together with other types of land. But we also have a Mishnah that teaches that slaves are like metaltalin. Detani, Ezu cheskas avodim, naloi menaloi, veetuloi menaloi, not a lefanav lamelchot. How does one make a chazaka on a slave if a slave tied or untied the master's shoe or carried the master's items to the bathhouse, and these are acts of meshicha, which is a way of kinyan that's done on movable items? Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Im Hagbo, Harezu Chazoka, Higbirhu Es Rabboi, Ein Chazoka Gedele Mizu. If the master lifted him, he's made a Chazoka, and if he lifted the master, there's no greater Chazoka than that as a slave is serving the master. Mileon Drabonon Amrin Avodim Kematalin, and the following statement of Rabbonon shows that slaves are considered like movable items. Dam Rabbi Yosi B'Shem Rabbonin, Ein Shibud Lematon. Rabbi Yosi, quoting Rabbonon, said there's no automatic lien when a person gives a gift, meaning that the property of the giver is not on lien to the recipient, means if, for example, a creditor of the giver would seize the gift from the recipient, there's no recourse in halacha for that. Ein goyvim min avodim kakakois, unlike with fields, a creditor cannot seize the slaves from the orphans if their father's debt was not paid. So the Gemara asks the question, Am Rav Mana Rav Simi, Manin Rabbonon. Rav Mana asked Rav Simi, who are these Rabbonon? Amar lei, and he answered him, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rav Imi, they are Rabbi Yitzchak and Rav Imi. As we find in the following proof, Amalasa, Tafast, Amasa, Asa of the Kami Rav Yitzchak, Oma, Tafast, Tafast. A widow sees a slave woman as payment for her ksuba, and the case came before Rabbi Yitzchak, and he said that after the fact, if it's been done already, she can keep a slave woman, although ideally she should not have done this because slaves are considered to be movable items. So that was a proof of Yitzhak, and as for a proof of Imi, Imi Mapik Mina, the Sava, the Da, the Lathi, the Da. Imi instructed that the slave woman should be taken away from her and explained that the widow had mistakenly thought the slave woman was actually hers, and therefore her seizing was not done as an act of Chazaka. Now, as we said before, some statements of Tanaim view slaves that they're not like fields, but like a karkois. The Tanya, as we learn in the Brisa, karkois va'avodim, hechzik v'karkois, lo hechzik v'avodim. Im oime at avodim karkois, kevin de hechzik v'karkois, hechzik v'avodim. One who buys fields and slaves, if he sees the fields, he has not seized the slaves. Now, if you would say that slaves are like fields, then when he sees the fields, he should also be seizing the slaves. The Amr Rabbi Yasser b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, like we find, Rabbi Yasser who quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying, Hayulai shtei sadois, achas b'Yehuda, achas b'Galil. If a person owns two fields, one in the region of Yehuda and one in the Galil, hichzik b'zu shib Yehuda, l'zakois b'zu shib Galil, oi b'zu shib Galil, l'zakois b'zu shib Yehuda, kana. If a buyer would seize the one in Yehuda and also intend to acquire the one in the Galil, or vice versa, he makes a kinyan on both. And this proves that slaves cannot be like fields. And now the final part of our statement was that some statements of Tanaim show that slaves are not like movable objects, loy kemetaltalin. And what is that? Im oime at avodim kemetaltalin, kem jehichzik bekalka, hichzik ba'avodim. If you would say that slaves are like movable objects, then when he sees the fields, he should also have acquired the slaves. The Tanin and Taman, because we have a Mishnah further on that teaches, Nechosim she'enheim achvayes, niknim im nechosim she'eshleim achvayes, bezoikim es nechosim she'eshleim achvayes, leishava aleihem. Movable objects are acquired together with fields, and they will cause a person to be required to make an oath over a field as well, as we're going to see later on.